Top 10 Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Multiplayer Maps by Richard Shiv Darsan, narrated by Luke Greenfield. Call of Duty has been going downhill for me for a long time now. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm just not into all the new features they're trying to incorporate to make it feel fresh. At the end of the day, it will always feel like Call of Duty, but it will never feel like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2 is still the best Call of Duty to date. With excellent maps, weapons, and customization for its time, it's no wonder that I'm not alone in my praise. The COD community has an undying love for Modern Warfare 2. As we wait every year for a remaster of the multiplayer, I thought it would be fun to take a trip down memory lane and rank my top 10 multiplayer maps. But since I don't know the DLC maps, I won't be including them here. Number 10, Rust. In all honesty, I don't think Rust is as great as most of the COD community does, but I'm just not a fan of the tiny maps in general, Nuketown, Shipment, etc. It was really the Modern Warfare 2 community that made Rust an enjoyable map to play on, with the constant trash talk that always led to wildly intense 1v1s. Back in the day, my friends and I would settle countless disputes with a quick 1v1 quickscope battle on Rust, as I'm sure many others did. It was also absolutely chaotic when you would end up with Rust while playing Ground War. It was just constant respawn screens. Number 9. Derail. When it comes to snow maps, I enjoyed Derail far more than Subbase simply because of how versatile a map it is. It's quite a large map, which makes sniping a viable option, but because of all the Derail's train cargo placed nicely all over the map, it makes for great close quarters action too, which made the Intervention Sniper and the Spaz 12 Shotgun my go-to for this map. Number 8. Estate. I have a love-hate relationship with Estate. I'm the run-and-gun kind of COD player, and I can get pretty annoyed when people are just camping in one spot the entire game. But Estate is a map built for camping, as most of the games entirely depend on if you and your team can hold their house down, so technically I should hate it. But I don't. It felt like a tower defense game of some sort, as my team and I made sure each entrance was covered, and rotated as people went down until we were overtaken. Holding that house down with a full party of friends are some of the best times I ever had on Modern Warfare 2. Number 7. Skid Row. While there are a few places people used to camp in Skid Row, there are also many ways they can be killed in that spot as well. The long hallway in the centre of the map is definitely one of them, but the rundown apartment building it resides in has holes far and wide, so they won't be there for very long. I loved how compact Skid Row was. It felt like every corner you turned there was someone on the other side. I can't remember how many times I've carelessly run into that hallway just to get dropped from a sniper on the other end. But once I revived, I exact revenge. Number 6. Scrapyard. Looking back at Scrapyard today, I'm noticing what an incredibly basic map it is. It's just a small rectangle, but maybe that's what makes it so good. You're essentially just running from one side to the other so you can basically use any weapon on this map and succeed. It's as traditional of a COD match you can have. Whether you're setting up with a sniper in one of the spawn buildings on either end, or running it down the crates with an SMG, you can rack up kills quite quickly. Number 5. Afghan. I think Afghan is probably one of the most recognisable COD maps of all time, along with my number 1 pick. Similar to Scrapyard, Afghan is a very versatile map leading to many playstyles, but that's also true when it comes to game modes. I usually pick basic team deathmatch, but this is one of the better maps to play with other game modes like Search and Destroy or Ground Wars. It was one of the larger maps, but wherever you went, there was always actions. They just needed to make that cave a little brighter because it was always difficult to see people hiding in there. Thankfully, we had the noob tube. Number 4. Wasteland. Now, I may be biased towards this map because it's how I got the majority of my tactical nukes, but I stand by where I'm putting Wasteland on this list. Sure, the middle of the map is just a hodgepodge of noob tubes, grenades, and flashbangs, but it's all the action happening around it that makes it a great map. It's a sniper's paradise with all the open space and grassy plains to hide in, but there isn't much protection, so you're constantly moving around, which also makes it great for AC-130s and chopper gunners, aka how I got my nukes. Number 3. High-Rise. High-Rise was another map that felt like it was sniper-orientated, but the layout is more of a traditional map. I'll never forget immediately sprinting towards the window with a sniper at the beginning of every match and trying to ding one person or, if you're lucky, a quad feed from across the map. If sniping is not your thing, you can always run and gun on the lower levels and have your own skirmishes without the worry of being locked into someone else's crosshair. High-Rise also offered some interesting hacks, like jumping your way to the top of one of the buildings or setting up camp one of the cranes off the map. Number 2. Favela. Favela is brighter and more colourful than most of the maps in the game, with it being located in a Brazilian shantytown, but it does an impressive job of making it feel like you're there too. With an assortment of outside noises like exotic birds, vehicles driving / honking, and strangely enough, kids playing. The map itself is such a well-placed layout and is more vertical than most of the other maps as it has multiple rooftops to jump around on. It just feels so unique compared to the majority of COD maps out there. Unfortunately, it wasn't a great map for some of the objective-based game modes, but it gave us dodgeball with throwing knives on the soccer field, and I'll always remember it fondly because of that. And sitting in the number one spot, Terminal. It's hard to deny that Terminal is the best Modern Warfare 2 map, and quite possibly one of the best COD maps of all time. Everything about it just feels right, regardless of playstyle or game mode. Whether you're sniping down the hallway slash airplane in a game of Search and Destroy, or holding it down with a SCAR at the escalators near Burger Town in Domination, Terminal is a map for everyone and is rarely skipped because of it. Just looking at that loading screen's artwork is taking me back to a better place, and I hope they give Modern Warfare 2 the same remastered treatment they gave COD 4. We need that multiplayer back, not the campaign. I hope you enjoyed this trip down memory lane. Do you agree or do you disagree? Let's discuss it in the comments below.